does my podcast setup look like? Welcome to a new episode of the Get Shit Done in IT podcast. My name is Michael Seidel, and the topic today might be a little bit different than usual one, because we are talking today about how this podcast is produced. So I got a lot of questions on LinkedIn and in community, and also in recent sessions where I talk about this topic, how this podcast is produced. So I decided to do one podcast episode about the background, and then we focus on the usual topics in the future episodes. So how this podcast is produced. I defined four areas I want to talk. So how the ideas are coming, the technical equipment, the workflow, and how long does it take to produce the podcast or each episode. So the ideas usually are coming from the community, so from you. So I ask you on every episode to send me your questions, to ask me anything what you would hear in this podcast. So that's one source. The second one is, I started with the session Get Shit Done in IT, I think 1.5 years ago. So beside all the technical sessions I do, sometimes I really enjoy to talk about these topics on IT conferences. I did a recent, session yesterday, a virtual session for Microsoft MVPs, and talk about these topics. And in these sessions, I got a lot of feedback and questions. And these questions I try to bring in one of the next episodes. So the main resource of questions is the community. So once the direct messages on social media or sessions I do and the attendees ask questions, what I try to bring into the one of the next episodes. So give me feedback and ask your questions for one of the next episodes. The next one is the technical equipment. So what I use to record the podcast. One thing is already existing Blue Yeti USB microphone. So there's nothing new. I had this, I think, for a few years already, and it figured out to be good enough for the podcast. Otherwise, let me know. But at least what I hear, it is good for the podcast. Then I tried different cameras. So I had one OpSpot camera, which follows you around. So this is used for conferences, for Teams meetings and so on. But for the podcast itself, I use a new Elgato teleprompter and a Facecam Pro. So the benefit of it is that I have the camera right here and I have my notes, my text right here. So I look directly into the camera and see all the text and notes I did before. The idea was that it forces me to look more directly to the camera. In reality, it's different because still shaking my head and look around. I promise to be better and more looking to camera for the audio podcast. It's completely useless, but I'm also doing some video casts and video snippets. And for this, it would be easier or better to look at to the camera, but it's not so good. And one more thing, I'm a little bit struggling still with the correct video format. So sometimes it looks very bright and without much colors. So I'm still dealing with the correct settings for this, but maybe it's getting better. Let's see. If you have a hint for me or some notes, if you use the Facecam Pro and the teleprompter, maybe you can give me a hint how to use it better. Just my feeling that the quality is good, but the picture looks very white. So the white balance is too much for my feeling, but I don't know. Additionally, I have two Elgato key lights in the back of the monitor, but those already exist since I think 2 years or 3 years where Corona starts. So I did this to just have a nicer view and better light in Teams conferences and so on. And shockingly, for producing, I use a Mac. No Windows, no Microsoft, I use a Mac. it just feels better. So that's it. So for podcast producing and video recording, I use the Mac. For everything else, I use my Lenovo Microsoft Windows device. So, but just for this thing, I use the Mac, but I'm still a Microsoft guy, so don't be afraid. Okay. So that's the equipment. So the only new thing what I got is the teleprompter, and I'm still a little bit struggling with it, but yeah, let's see. So the workflow, looks like this. If you heard the previous episodes, you should know that I use Notion for nearly everything. And of course, also for podcast managing. So writing my notes, writing my episodes, creating my episodes. So I have a Notion table with all my episodes, and those are automatically synced via PowerShell and Azure Automation to Podigee. So Podigee is the podcast service who takes the audio files and sending them to all the Apple podcasts and Spotify and whatever else is out there. And I recently written a PowerShell script in Azure Automation to synchronize those information. The only thing I have to do is uploading the audio file to Podigee, but everything else is done automatically out from the Notion table to Podigee. So that helps to improve the process. The recording is done on Riverside. So Riverside is a cloud solution to record the audio and video session. After recording, they're also using AI to improve the audio, improve the video, cut out some ass and blah, and something like this. And then I use Adobe Audition to finish the audio podcast. So in Adobe Audition, I have a template with the intro and the outro. Just drop in the audio file. I speak my leading question, what you hear in the intro audio, and then the audio podcast is finished. Then the video recording, the English one, is used with Opus Clip to produce those short social media videos. So Opus Clip is taking the whole video recording and using AI to get the interesting parts and producing all the videos with the text and everything. And with this short videos, I use Adobe Premiere Rush to finish the social media videos with the text at the beginning and the outro videos. So for this, I use Adobe Video Rush. So that's a free version of Adobe Premiere Rush. So that's the name. And those videos are then used for social media, and I use Notion for this as well. So I have a Notion table for my podcast videos, for my short videos, and I upload them to Notion. Notion is helping me with AI to produce the social media text and the tags and everything else. And from that, an Azure Automation PowerShell runbook is synchronizing those posts to Metricool, and Metricool is taking care to publish them on different social media platforms like LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and YouTube. Okay. But everything is done in Notion. So that's the workflow. So from the recording to the post and pre-production to social media, that's the workflow. And the last thing is how long does it take to produce one episode? And for those who doesn't know, in real life, I have two podcasts, to be honest. So I have the same podcast in English, what you hear now, and the same in German. So I do the recording, the audio and video recording twice in German language and in English language. And this, of course, it depends on how long the podcast is, but usually I try to target around 10 minutes. Right now we are at nearly 10 minutes and will take some time more. So it depends on how long the podcast itself is. but usually around 10 to 15 minutes, twice, so English and German. To prepare the podcast, I don't know, it takes, I think, around 5 minutes. So I think about the topic, I write down some notes. Usually I do this during the car drive, and then I think about doing the car drive and take down the notes then when I arrive at home or in the office. So usually it takes 5 minutes to prepare a podcast and the points I want to talk about. And then preparing the audio. So Riverside is then taking care about the audio and audio quality and everything else. But I need to listen, I need to check, I need to write the description, the tags, everything what you see in Adobe, in Apple Podcast or Spotify, the description, everything is done by Riverside, but I need to copy paste it, everything to Notion to be synced. And I need to prepare the audio in Adobe Audition. This takes usually per a double episode, like I said, English and German, I think around 10 minutes. Okay. And then doing the videos, the short videos, and with Opus Clip, and check all the videos. So Opus Clip usually is providing me 10 to 15 shorter clips of a recording. And those need to be checked if they are useful. Then they need to be planned in Notion. So I put every record in Notion and then plan it for the days or the next weeks, whatever. So this takes additional around 10 minutes. So each separate double episode, so German, English, will cost me around 1 hour. It depends a bit on how long the episode takes. I had some shorter episodes about 8 or 9 minutes. Right now we are 12, so that depends a little bit. But approximately an hour for a double episode for this podcast. Usually, I try to do mass production. So I record 2, 3, or maybe 4 episodes at once. Then it's lowering those time a little bit per episode because I can combine some things. So that helps a bit, but usually it takes up to 50 to 60 minutes for each episode, German and English, both at once. Okay. And I think that's a good time for a podcast. I hear from other podcasters, they take more than double or triple time to produce a podcast for the same audio length. So what you hear, the 10 minutes, the 50 minutes, takes me 60 minutes. But I hear from others that they maybe takes 120 or 3 hours, 2 hours or 3 hours. So I'm fine with that. So there might be some lower improvements on the productivity, but I think I'm good at that. So it's fine for me. And maybe, as I said, a few more minutes to save, but I think there is not so much potential to save on the production. So in the end, 50 to 60 minutes for one double episode of the Get Shit Done in IT podcast. So, as I said, I may be writing down all those information in my private or in my technical blog, techguy.at. Maybe in the future, maybe I will also talk about what the equipment costs, so on, but this was not the focus right now, just more about the workflow and how long does it take. So this was the special episode on how this podcast is done. Next episode, we are talking about how to get shit done in IT in the future episode. So give me your questions on LinkedIn, the best, or on other social media platforms, but LinkedIn is the most, that platform I'm most active on. And so at the end, I have to wish you a nice Monday, a happy week, stay productive, and bye-bye.